Hey gang, welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio, broadcasting from the co-certified studios in beautiful downtown Burbank. This is Patrick Slattery with Mark Dankoff. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be on the show, and believe it or not, I'm in downtown San Antonio broadcasting from inside my little studio in my car.
Yes, the co-certified mobile studio.
That's right. It's not my normal home studio, which has a reasonable degree of sophistication, but I'm in my car down here. I'm across the street from the Liberty Bar at 1111 South Alamo, which in turn is south of the Alamo. Liberty Bar has nothing to do with me or with this broadcast, but I took my mother to her annual art studio Christmas party there. And because I definitely don't want to cancel on you or the folks at RBN, I am here. And by the way, as we start jumping into news stories, I just wanted to offer Christmas greetings to at least some of my friends on the old American right. That includes John Stadtmiller at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greetings to him and to all of my fine friends at RBN. David Duke and the folks at Rents Radio, connected with David Duke Live. And then Don Wassel of both the American Freedom Union and also the Nationalist Times, who was kind enough to rerun my article on Christian martyrdom in the American Empire on the American Freedom Union site this past week. And then, of course, there's my old buddy Adrian Krieg that I owe a book review to. That's going to be forthcoming in the next few days. And then Andrew Carrington Hitchcock over there in London. My old buddy Jonas E. Alexis at Veterans Today. Eric Gajewski of Trad Cat Night. And, of course, my usual friends at the American Free Press, not to mention Dr. Patrick Slattery and the good people of National Bugle Radio. My personal Christmas greetings. So that covered only 30 million people in about 1 minute.
Well, yeah, and Merry Christmas to everyone. We got a lot of things we want to cover, some things that you wouldn't hear elsewhere, but we're going to start off with the top stories. I think the top story, the one that has me the most excited, is the announcement, the rather sudden announcement yesterday by President Trump that he was going to withdraw our American military from Syria immediately. And, you know, I don't actually recall, I guess it would have been under President Obama, an announcement that we were sending our troops to Syria. It's just they started being there all of a sudden. Before I turn it over to you, Mark, I want to quote from an article. This is from Politico. It's written by Marianne Levine. Levine, oh God! And it's titled Graham, referring to Lindsey Graham. Trump's decision to pull out of Syria came out of left field. And it's all about how everybody was shocked. Graham added that when he spoke to Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Mattis told him that the time was not right to leave. And Pompeo also understood conditions were not ripe yet. Meanwhile, the New York Times, oh God, the New York Times, their headline, Putin welcomes U.S. withdrawal from Syria as correct. And apparently Putin says, yes, with regards to the victory over ISIL, on the whole, I agree with the president of the United States. But he also said, yeah, why shouldn't the United States withdraw? They're not doing anything. No, that's not what he said. He said they're not needed, which of course is very true. And finally, just recapping CNN and PBS NewsHour, their broadcast from last night. Everybody was very much alarmed. Aaron Burnett at CNN, he's giving Putin everything Putin wants. So it's all about Putin. And you have, you know, Judy Woodruff, who is, I think, a leftover Democrat from the 70s back, or the 60s even, when they were against the Vietnam War and all of this. They pretended to be against the Iraq War, but I guess they were really just against President Bush and didn't really care. And they're all alarmed at this sudden withdrawal of troops, and it's dangerous. What are you hearing and what are you thinking, Mark?
Well, I obviously am very pleased with this sudden turn of events. It's quite comical to see the neocons in Washington and the neocon pro-Zionist news media, both in this country and Europe.
And what Dr. Duke refers to as the neocommies.
Yeah, they're right. The neocommies, folks, that's right. These are people who basically are historically Marxist-oriented Jews who crossed over from the Democratic Party into the Republican Party. That's a part of a much larger story that Dr. Duke has introduced here that's most significant. We look at this whole Syrian thing. I have a number of thoughts here, and I'm sure President Trump is not listening to this show and won't be listening to it. But nonetheless, I would offer these things to him as a part of a more comprehensive view of what is going on here, of which his sudden turn on Syria fits quite well into what should be a bigger and better picture for us. France 24, by the way, is going bananas over this whole thing. I posted that at National Bugle, and it's entitled Syria Withdrawal, the Latest Twist for Trump. Moon of Alabama has a great story on this whole business of the U.S. leaving Syria, which we've also posted at National Bugle. And basically, when you look at this whole situation involving Trump's sudden turnabout on Syria, I think he should use this to press a wider attack, a wider full court press. You know what I would tell him to do? I'd say, you know what you have to do, Mr. President? Let's take a look at this Michael Flynn thing. Let's go public with this. Let's have you tell the American people that the real reason why General Flynn was railroaded in this particular situation is because General Flynn, when he was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2012, told the truth. He was the one person in the American intelligence and military establishment who told the truth and who indicated that when it came to Syria, the United States was working with Israel and with Saudi to introduce Wahhabic terrorists into Syria as a means of destabilizing that regime and overthrowing the government. Flynn's days as a marked man began at that point, finally came to full court press with what has happened to him in recent days here. But we need to understand that General Flynn, if he's being accused now of lying, the real transgression of General Flynn was that from 2012 onward, he was the one person of any note in the American intelligence apparatus that was telling the truth. What we have been up to in Syria, that what we have been doing is criminal in Syria. We need to cease and desist with it right now. And my policy as President of the United States is to begin to change course in this whole circumstance before we finish destroying that country for no reason at all, before we risk a war with Mr. Putin and the Russians we absolutely don't need, and that doesn't have to happen. And at the same time, we don't need a war with the Iranians either. Now, at that particular juncture, I would then take it further if I was Mr. Trump and say, and you know what, folks, I have decided that Mr. Bolton and Mr. Pompeo are going to have to go as well. I've just finished reading as president Mr. Aquinas' article in the Nationalist Times that Pompeo and Bolton are my tag team of death and destruction. You know, I'm convinced after reading that article that this guy's absolutely right. Never heard of him, but he's right. And therefore, I'm firing both of these guys as agents of a foreign power. And in that regard, as president of the United States, I have decided that the U.S. should have no part in pressuring the Albanians to expel these Iranian diplomats because Israel says so. We're also going to get rid of our connection to the Albanian-based MEK, Mujahideen-e-Khalq, which is planning all kinds of terrorist activities against the Iranian regime at the behest of Israel. We don't want any part of that anymore. Especially
Iranian government. Let's say the Iranian government.
Yeah, the Iranian government. And we these are people, folks, that were killing Americans in Pahlavi, Iran in the 1970s. They're terrorists. They've always been terrorists. They're cultists. And the fact that they're in Albania, and I've had people in my own party, like Senator John Cornyn of Texas, meeting with these people face to face, and there are people like Rudolph Giuliani that have been taking money from these people. I've just gotten rid of this guy as well as my chief legal spokesman, but we're going to get rid of this connection with the MEK right now because Netanyahu's behind this, and I've decided I've had about enough of him too. So at that juncture, if Mr. Trump were to use this very pleasant reversal, at least for now, in what we've been doing in Syria, and basically say Syria is for Syrians. We want the Turks out. We're pulling the plug on the support of this Kurdish insurgency. We're pulling support for these Sunni Wahhabic terrorists that Netanyahu's people and the Saudis have talked the last couple of administrations into supporting. I'd been dragged into this a little bit, folks, and I'm sorry for that. I repent of having done that, but we're cutting that tie right now, and we're getting rid of any connection with those people as well. And this would be the type of thing, it seems to me, that Mr. Trump could make a lot of hay over at the same time that if he would reverse course in the direction he's been going in with the Zionist lobby. He could also say, and by the way, it's come to my attention through what's happened to this Texas elementary school speech pathologist who lost her job because she wouldn't swear allegiance to a foreign country, but that's illegal and it's unconstitutional. And all these people in the GOP in Texas that support this ought to have their heads examined, including the governor down there and all of these other states in this country where you have Democrats and Republicans that are serving as a fifth column for a foreign country. These people ought to all be booted out of office, and we've got to get control of our own house again. So whether we're talking about Syria or we're talking about the wall, we're going to get control of our own house. But when it comes to the Syrian people, I want to apologize as president of the United States for over 500,000 people having lost their lives there for no reason whatsoever. I want to apologize to the fact that at least half of that country, 17 million people, has been displaced. And again, we're not supporting these Kurds anymore. Erdogan has been told to stay out of Syria. We're removing all American support for these Sunni Wahhabic terrorists, and we're putting the Saudi regime and the Israeli regime on notice that they're no longer leading us around by the nose and basically getting us to continue committing crimes on their behalf, both in Syria and elsewhere. Well, I'm finished with this. And I just hope that we will. I don't anticipate he's going to do that in the next 2 days for obvious reasons. But Trump needs to see this Syrian reversal. He needs to not only stick to his guns on that, he's got to begin reversing course when he's being pushed by these neocons in regard to military exercises in the Baltics, in regard to militarizing the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. We need to pull the plug on supporting Poroshenko in the Ukraine, and we need to reassure the Iranians that, hey, you know, I think we made a mistake in pulling out of this nuclear deal. I want to reassure you people and the Europeans that was a bad move on my part, and as a part of everything else that I'm reversing course on and getting back to what I said I would do in 2016. Let's have no more wars for Israel, especially wars between us.
And I don't think President Trump is listening to this broadcast, but just in case Melania is, call me. Here's the worry that a couple of, what was it, April of 2017, didn't Trump announce that he was going to pull out of Syria, and then within about 48 hours, there was a hoaxed gas attack, and Ivanka went crying, showing a picture of a baby in a gas mask, and went crying, and next thing you know, Trump was, and you know, Stephen F. Cohen, who I frequently invoke, he said that this is just, if you want to call it the deep state, you can call it the deep state, but the intelligence services, the military, undermining President Trump, that it was, you know, it was just a pretext to keep the troops in Syria. And we had something similar happen again in April of this year. I don't know if it was, I don't remember exactly what potential Trump policy move that was designed to undermine. What is the risk that, you know, could they try this three times in a row? Could they do a hoax gas attack for a third time? What do you think that they, or is Trump going by saying he's going to do this immediately? Because I think in April 2017, he said he was going to do it, you know, soon. Whereas now he's saying it's immediate, and he apparently has already given the order. Do you think that they're going to be able to undermine this, or is Trump going to be able to, you know, do this quickly enough that he doesn't give them the opportunity to undermine it. What do you think is going to be the reaction here?
Well, clearly, when you listen to what Lindsey Graham had to say yesterday, I heard some of his bilge on the radio here in San Antonio when I was in traffic. He's clearly coming apart at the seams. Marco Rubio is coming apart at the seams. All of the other usual suspects are coming apart at the seams in regard to saying, oh, my God, you know, this is an undermining of the international order, and this is going to empower Hezbollah and Iran, and this is selling out to Putin and all of the other usual neocon shtick that goes with these kinds of moves. I think Mr. Trump basically needs to be ready for a false flag attack in Syria that will be falsely blamed on Assad, and they might even try to throw the Russians into it in terms of blame, just for good measure. And he needs to say to the American people, if that happens, he needs to go public. Take his case to the public and say, you know, folks, this is getting to be a very old story. You remember the old story about how the Kuwaitis were killing these babies in these incubators, or I'm sorry, the Iraqis were killing these babies in these incubators. And we later found out that the person making these accusations was the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador to the United States.
And then was coached by a PR firm from New York.
Exactly. Exactly. And remember that, well, these gas attacks, it's now come to my attention from my own sources in American intelligence that every one of these gas attacks that has been alleged since about the year 2011 has been proven to my satisfaction not to have been undertaken by Mr. Assad, not to have been undertaken by Mr. Putin, not to have been undertaken by the Iranians, but to be undertaken by the very kinds of people that are advocating more war and more occupation and more destruction in Syria, chiefly at the behest of Israel and secondarily Saudi Arabia. Now, folks, I don't know how many times these guys have to go to this playbook before even I get the message that this stuff is fake in terms of who's behind it. And I want to explain to the American people how this works so that they will understand when I don't do anything this time, that it's because it has been demonstrated to my satisfaction that up to this juncture, I've been pulled on like a heated flying suit in regard to this whole situation that has transpired with what we've been doing in that country. And so I'm here to say the gas attacks are fake in terms of who's behind it. We're not falling for that anymore. We will get every American troop out of that country because we had no business being there to begin with, no basis in international law, no basis in congressional authorization. I am ordering the United States Armed Forces to get out of that country, period. And any of my advisors that don't like that are going to be ex-advisors in the next 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And I'm making it my pledge to the American public that when it comes to the rest of this nonsense that we've been embroiled in since 9/11 in particular, that we are reversing course before we get ourselves into a third world war that is totally preventable. And so when it comes to Mr. Netanyahu and the project for the new American century and its successor, the Foreign Policy Initiative, we can all take great hope and great consolation and solace in the fact that Bill Kristol's Weekly Standard is going down the toilet. Hopefully the kind of advice that he and all these neocons that he works with that have led us down this garden path can be flushed down the toilet too.
Right.
And I'm here to tell the American public, we've got an America First administration. I'm firing all of these
10
people.
10 seconds.
Yes. But,
oh, here we go. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, I tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago. After I had congestive heart failure. And you've fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because This was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. It's Christmas time. Let them know it's Christmas. What? How does the song go? It's a Feed the World song, but don't send your money to Africa. Send your money to republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the donate button. If you want to send something to Africa, how about getting a co-certified download for all your African friends over there? It's only $2.99 for a co-certified app. It makes a great stocking stuffer. Okay. Well, Mark, here's another article. This is from the AP. It's from earlier today. Trump pulling out of Syria. Might Afghanistan be next? And
we hope so.
They're worried. Oh, the governments of Iraq and Afghanistan ought to be very, very worried, wrote Corey Shake. I don't know what kind of name that is, but she is the director general of the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
And well, I thought she was in the Sound of Music, but at any rate.
Yeah. She wrote on theatlantic.com. And the Atlantic.
The hills are alive. Okay, anyway.
With the sound of shekels. Oh, yeah, that's going to be on our Christmas album, the upcoming Christmas album from Patrick Slattery and Mark Dankoff.
But yeah, I understand Dr. Duke is going to have a hit single on that album, too. Anyway.
The Atlantic.com, and of course we know The Atlantic, the editor-in-chief, is Jeffrey Goldberg. Oh, God, he was in the IDF. We're not just saying he's a dual national for no reason. He was in the IDF. He was a prison guard. He guarded the prisons where Palestinians are routinely tortured. He's invited in in polite company, but we're not. At any rate, worried that we're going to be getting out of Afghanistan. Now, Trump, I just want to read this to you. He responded on Twitter today, writing, quote, "Getting out of Syria was no surprise. I've been campaigning on it for years. And 6 months ago, I went very publicly. Oh, 6 months ago, when I very publicly wanted to do it, I agreed to stay longer." Then he added, "Does the U.S. want to be the policeman of the Middle East, getting nothing but spending precious lives and trillions of dollars protecting others who, in almost all cases, do not appreciate what we are doing? Do we want to be there forever?" Now, that's the Trump that we elected, but it's not the Trump that we've seen a whole lot of. Is Trump finally going to get his mojo and start doing what he said he was going to?
Who knows? My thinking is this, and I would again go back to something we talked about a few weeks ago when the Dr. Jerome Corsi case began to emerge on CNN and elsewhere. Dr. Corsi, of course, as far as I know, is an honorable man. Unfortunately, he's pro-Zionist and he's neocon. He and I were on a television show in Los Angeles together years ago that I'd forgotten about till somebody sent me a reminder that he and I were on that show. And, oh, yeah, I remember that now. We were in L.A. at the studio. And then, of course, Dr. Corsi was on my RBN show in those days, Mark Dankoff's America, talking about his book, Atomic Iran, among other things. Now, the reason I mention Corsi once again is that Dr. Corsi has basically followed the same neocon, pro-Zionist, anti-Iranian line that President Trump has been marching to since he became president of the United States. Now, in this particular case, I would say to Mr. Trump, you know, to the extent, Mr. President, that you are now on the right track in Syria, let's get on the right track with Afghanistan. Let's get on the right track with the situation with Iraq. You need to rethink this treaty with Iran in terms of having backed out of it. You need to get back on track in what is essentially a positive relationship with Putin's Russia that certainly Ronald Reagan and presumably to some extent even the late George Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, would have approved of. Get back on that track and understand that you can't see the correct things you're now doing in Syria that you're saying you're going to do immediately. You can't extract that from all of these other things where the center of the wheel, the center of the wheel is Israel, Mr. President. The center of the Israel of this whole mess that we've been in since 1990 and especially since 2001 is a Zionist-Israeli problem. They're the ones that have dragged us into all of this stuff. And you start looking at all these people that you have around you who have been encouraging you to do more of the same. To the extent that you're now throwing up your hands, at least with the direction the Syrian situation continues to go in, all well and good, but understand you not only have to continue the course of what you now say you're going to get back to in Syria, but do it in all of these other situations and understand that an America first foreign policy in terms of coherence and consistency is incompatible with having Nikki Haley's and John Bolton's and Mike Pompeo's around you. Get rid of these people. Haley, of course, is out for now. But get rid of Bolton. Get rid of Pompeo. Right. Get rid of the rest of this garbage in your administration and get some solid people in there that are going to support the American public in getting out of these situations.
Hashtag you're fired, whatever hashtag means. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to National Bugle Radio. So, Mark, maybe this is wishful thinking, but this is how I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm hoping Donald Trump is thinking right now. I'm hoping that he's thinking he's in a slump. He's in a losing streak, and he's got to do something to snap out of it. Now, I think he was, you know, he's had ups and downs, mostly downs. But I thought he had a very good summer this year with the meeting with Kim Jong-un, the meeting with Putin. I thought those were really big. And I thought he did pretty well campaigning for the midterm elections. I thought going around the country and having those rallies was a good thing. Now, of course, if you look at his presidency as a whole, he missed his opportunities for wall funding early on. And now, you know, he's trying to he's doing a Hail Mary just to get a little bit at the, what's probably his last chance. Of course, he bombed Syria twice. He kept the troops there. He kept the troops in Afghanistan. He's appointed a horrible administration. But this is what I'm hoping. And you know, the midterm election, I don't think that was so bad for him. Election night, I don't think that was so bad for him. Republicans losing the House of Representatives, that wasn't Trump's party anyway. But since then, he's been on a horrible losing streak. And you look at all of, if there were like, what, a couple dozen races that weren't decided on election night, and with one or two exceptions, every single one has gone Democrat. That is odd. That's very odd. I think, you know, there's a lot of shenanigans, probably a lot of vote rigging and whatnot, stealing of elections. And then of course this whole debacle, keeping the, having one short term, what was it, 3-week spending bill, kicking the can down the road. He's standing by and watching General Flynn be scolded by the very same judge who ordered a plane turned around in order to bring back an asylum seeker who's whose request had been rejected. You know, he's just been losing and losing. And so what I'm hoping is that he's finally just going to say, the heck with it, and I'm going to start doing what I can do. And if everybody in my administration objects, well, that's just too bad. That's what I'm hoping. He's looking around saying, am I losing my base? And of course we are the base, you know, we are the base. We are the deplorables. Is that going to be on our new album?
That's right. That'd be a great hit. And, I'd like to see Dr. Jerome Corsi and President Trump do a duet in that album saying, we're changing course. We're changing allies.
That'd be good.
You know, they ought to do a duet to the Israeli lobby that's entitled The Thanks We Get for Loving You, right? I mean, the point is, okay, Corsi is about to be railroaded in a phony perjury charge unless he betrays Stone. And Manafort and makes up some stories about Assange's links to both of those two and ultimately helps the Mueller deep state people get Trump. Now, in this particular case, whether you're talking about Jerome Corsi or you're talking about the president, it's like, you know, we've done everything the Zionists have wanted. I mean, we've taken a Zionist course in foreign policy and we've linked up with people. And in Corsi's case, have authored a publication that makes Iran the international bogeyman. We have done all of these things to assure the neocons that we're, well, you know, we love America, but we'll never really abandon these guys. And if they're going to treat us this way, it's like, okay, in the case of Mr. Trump, let's take the gloves off, Mr. President, acknowledge that your alliance with these guys has screwed up everything that you campaigned on in 2016 that has hurt you politically. These people, no matter how much you feed them, keep demanding more. Cut these people off. Get in their face. Whether you're talking about Flynn or you're talking about Syrian policy, you're talking about Afghanistan and Iraq, you're talking about Iran and this treaty, you're talking about gun policy. You're talking about the kind of court that we should have in this country. Let's just go after the real bad guys and say, you know, these guys are going to hate me regardless of what I do. So why don't I give a real good reason to hate me by doing the things that I campaigned on, understanding how I got where I got in regard to getting elected. And if I really engage in the solid good fight and my people get behind me, let's just let the chips fall where they may. That to me is not only the right thing to do, it in this particular case is the best tool for political survivability that Mr. Trump has. He cannot continue appeasing these guys because they will simply take more. They obviously want to destroy him. There's nothing he can do for them and for Mr. Netanyahu's government that will ever satisfy this largely a Jewish central banking, Jewish media, Zionist lobby lynch mob that wants somebody that they can be assured that they absolutely control. The deep state has wanted to get Trump all along. This is clearly what continues to transpire. So get in their face and start throwing some good political punches and let's take this thing to 2020 playing a good offense. This stuff of playing a prevent defense doesn't work in the National Football League. It doesn't work in the American political game either.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, he is he did have the one meeting with President Putin in Helsinki. Other than that, I think he's had like two photo ops on the sidelines of international meetings. And of course, he's had sanctions on Russia. He's accused them of all sorts of things, aggression in the Black Sea. And what's it gotten him? He's still Putin's puppet, right? According to the media. Does he just say the heck with it and fire Robert Mueller and have a summit with Putin? Because they're already calling him treasonous. What's he got to lose?
Yeah, and I think we get right back to that story that Breitbart ran a few days ago. I saw it on John Statmiller's RBN site. We put it up at National Bugle Radio, and it basically underscores the fact that Christopher Steele, the old MI6 agent, who in fact was quite chummy with a pro-communist element at Oxford University back in the 60s, is now freely admitting that he provided this so-called Steele dossier for money, and that it involved Fusion GPS, which anyone who knows anything at all about that company understands that that is basically an extension of the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, and that the FBI did not disclose when they took this business to the FISA court to get all of this, these electronic surveillance warrants and so forth. They did not disclose to the FISA court, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, that in fact a person of Mr. Steele's background, who had all these leftist connections at Oxford University back in the 60s and at one time was suspected of being a KGB mole in the British MI6, someone who is politically close to the globalist wing, the interventionist wing of the Democratic Party and of the globalist element in Europe. This guy admits that he took money from this Fusion GPS in this operation that basically has the fingerprints of Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and other people connected with the deep state all over. And that is where Mr. Trump, it seems to me, if he wants to get rid of Mueller, he needs to make getting rid of Mueller a part of a nationwide speech. Ask the networks for time. Get on there for whatever period of time you need and link this Mueller situation to the project for the new American century. Link this whole situation to the fact that the people behind all of this want to enslave the American public with this stinking central banking system that we have. Let the American public know that their kids and their husbands and wives and their parents have been used as cannon fodder in these military expeditions for the same foreign power that is trying to destroy the First Amendment, a few other elements of the Bill of Rights as it continues to take over the American state houses, as well as the federal government, as well as the news media it already controls, and just say, hey, look, this is what's going on here. This is an attempt to overthrow a legitimately elected president at the behest of these specific entities, and that whether you're looking at Mr. Mueller, you're looking at the Steele dossier and Fusion GPS and who's really behind this, whether you're looking at our terrible policies in the Middle East or the fact that we're getting more embroiled militarily in situations in Africa that I didn't even know about, much less the Congress, and all of this stuff where these folks want to start a war with Russia for no reason, a nuclear power, hypersonic missile empowered Russia. This stuff is insane, folks. We need to rebuild our economy, get control of our culture, control our borders, reindustrialize in this country, deal with this criminal element in this country, foreign and otherwise, and wipe them out and get out of these foreign wars and have nothing to do with the national interest of the people of this country, and certainly have nothing to do with the foreign policy of the founding fathers.
That's right.
He's got to be that coherent. He's got to be that aggressive. He's got to take that craze, that case straight to the American people. And when he finishes his speech, he needs to say, and by the way, folks, I know that once I get off here, you're going to be hearing from Wolf Blitzer. You're going to be hearing from persons 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 on these different networks. Let me share with you briefly as I close who these people are, who they've been working for, who they continue working for, and that they are a part of the very plot that I have outlined to you that is going to destroy your communities, destroy your families economically. It already has. It'll only get worse. And that, worst of all, wants to take our flesh and blood into war, not on your behalf, not on behalf of your family's needs or your community's needs, but on their behalf. And if he can make that case, he can stick it to these people.
Yeah. So you mentioned getting control of our culture. I understand that you recently wrote a book review of Michael Jones, Culture Wars. Is that correct?
Well, no, I didn't write the review. It basically is a review that I'm going to recommend to people. Of course, E. Michael Jones, Culture Wars is always worth your time, folks. I'm not a Roman Catholic, but I subscribe to it. Alan Knutson up in Dallas is very gracious to get me a subscription to this once a year. I've known Dr. Jones for a long time, helped him to get into Iran, I think, the first time he spoke there. And basically, this review is in the December 2018 edition of Culture Wars. This review is put together by a gentleman named Theo Howard. And Theo Howard is reviewing a book written by a Darrell, D-A-R-E-L, Darrell E. Paul, From Tolerance to Equality, How Elites Brought America to Same-Sex Marriage. Now, this book was published by Baylor University Press. It just came out this year. And essentially, what this review underscores, as it takes a look at Mr. Paul's book, is to give us an idea as to how a culturally Marxist incrementalism has worked in the United States, how and why it is that the largest corporations in this country have been involved in supporting these efforts, and the way in which, in terms of what Mr. Howard terms the global monoculture, has been able to get a hold of the American public to the extent that it has on the basis of a certain incremental series of stages in which this takeover took place. And I'll basically just cite a couple of these because of time. He talks about the fact that the psychiatric profession was the ultimate pioneer in its support of homosexuality and the changes that took place in the American Psychiatric Association, and how and why that all happened. The National Association of Social Workers, some changes that took place there in 1977 is also covered in this book review. And from the psychiatric and psychological professions, the next stage in this whole process was the legal profession. And in this book review, Mr. Howard cites these lesbian legal scholars in the year 2000, Nancy Polakoff, Martha Feynman, and Martha Ehrtman, who authored a new model legal code for the American Law Institute, which posited the primary goal of family law is the promotion of family diversity, and it therefore rejected biological parenthood in place of a concept called functional parenthood, quote unquote, based on household status. This meant, Mr. Howard tells us, that for the American Legal Institute, same-sex parenting from 2000 onward became the norm against which all other families are measured. Then the third stage in this, of course, was the news media. The review gets into this. The fourth stage was the judicial branch of our government and judicial fiat. And then the last stage has been the incremental takeover of this country's religious organizations, which we think of course, as the review indicates, as the last bastions of institutional opposition to homosexual normalization, to use Mr. Howard's very words. He then cites that the avant-garde movement within American denominations in bringing revolutionary pro-LGBTQ agendas into an entire spectrum of American religious thinking in this country was what? Reform Judaism. And he spends some period of time talking about that. Two other things, and then we can basically fly in any direction that we so desire here. The name Masha Gessen comes up. First name M-A-S-H-A, last name G-E-S-S-E-N. She is the leading LGBTQ activist in Russia, folks. This appearance that she made at the Sydney, Australia Writers Festival in 2012 is quite fascinating.
And what's her name?
Masha Gessen.
I've seen her. She's horrible looking.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising.
She looks like a man on AIDS.
Yes. Right. Well, and the interesting thing is she basically admits that the LGBTQ people have been lying about all kinds of things that they have planned for a societal revolution in the West, and of course in Russia as well, once the gay marriage thing is achieved.
And she is Jewish. And very Jewish. Add that. Okay, we are about to go off to our break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fiction?
Unless there's something you need to finish up from the last segment, I want to ask you in our remaining minutes about this Saudi general with Israeli links who was fired over the Khashoggi affair.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's a very, very interesting story, isn't it? Because this is getting us coverage, not simply by Press Television Iran, which is just fine, by the way. I have a far higher regard for those people, obviously, than mainstream Zionist media does in this country. But also the Wall Street Journal has covered this very thing. And Press TV cites the Wall Street Journal a story in its own coverage. Basically, of course, you have a Saudi Major General Ahmad al-Assiri, A-S-S-I-R-I, former Deputy Chief of Saudi Intelligence, folks, who was relieved finally under political pressure in the wake of this Khashoggi murder. He has been since fingered as one of the people who was directly involved in Ahmad Khashoggi's murder in Istanbul. And this gentleman, we now understand from both the Wall Street Journal and Press Television, made a clandestine visit to Israel to discuss spyware. This has come up before, this Pegasus 3 spyware put out by the Israeli-affiliated NSO group that was used to spy on this Omar Abdul Aziz, an associate of Khashoggi's, up in Canada. And that Abdul Aziz has since brought suit against this NSO group for working with Saudi intelligence and the Saudi Arabian government and clearly setting up the Khashoggi murder, which involved basically using Pegasus 3 on Khashoggi's telephone as well as Abdul Aziz's telephone to keep them under constant electronic surveillance. Now, the interesting thing is Trita Parsi has weighed in on this. He, of course, is the head of the National Iranian American Council, I think is the name of the organization. We posted his Twitter commentary on National Bugle just this morning. And Dr. Parsi, who is someone I've talked to a couple of times in the distant past, underscores not simply the role of this Saudi Major General Ahmad al-Asiri in all of this, but a second figure who was also finally axed in the wake of the Khashoggi murder fallout, a guy named Saud al-Qahtani, Q-A-H-T-A-N-I. Take a look at that Trita Parsi post, because Dr. Parsi underscores the obvious provable link at this juncture between Sunni Wahhabism and Israeli Zionism, which we've been pointing out all along in terms of what was going on in Syria, certainly. But now we have Trita Parsi coming out more definitively to discuss this in the wake of the Khashoggi murder. And take a look at all of the commentary that is made in that Twitter post of Trita Parsi's. I found it very interesting to go down and look at all of these different people weighing in on what Dr. Parsi has said. The comments are almost as instructive as Dr. Parsi's very fine observations on Twitter today, which, again, we reposted at nationalbugle.com.
Well, go to nationalbugle.com. It is a really good source for all sorts of articles that Mark posts, that I post. So go there, nationalbugle.com. And Merry Christmas, Mark. I hope to have you back again before the end of the year.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do a New Year's Eve show from this Liberty Bar. We'll actually go inside the bar instead of being out here in the parking lot in the car.
That might be fun. Okay, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.